All inhabitants of the globe are now neighbors. This worldwide neighborhood has been brought into being largely as a result of the modern scientific and technological revolutions. The world of today is vastly different from the world of just 100 years ago. A century ago, Thomas Edison had not yet invented the incandescent lamp to bring light to many dark places of the earth. The Wright brothers had not yet invented that fascinating mechanical bird that would spread its gigantic wings across the skies and soon dwarf distance and place time in the service of man. Einstein had not yet challenged an axiom, and the theory of relativity had not yet been posited. Human beings searching a century ago, as now, for better understanding, had no television, no radios, no telephones, and no motion pictures through which to communicate. Medical science had not yet discovered the wonder drugs to end many dread plagues and diseases. 100 years ago, military men had not yet developed the terrifying weapons of warfare that we know today, not the bomber, an airborne fortress raining down death, nor napalm, that burner of all things and flesh in its path. A century ago, there were no skyscraping buildings to kiss the stars, and no gargantuan bridges to span the waters. Science had not yet peered into the unfathomable ranges of interstellar space, nor had it penetrated oceanic depths. All these new inventions, these new ideas, these sometimes fascinating and sometimes frightening developments came later. Most of them have come within the past 60 years, sometimes with agonizing slowness, more characteristically with bewildering speed, but always with enormous significance for our future.